My letters might find her, but hers don't find me. They say the post got lost up in Tennessee. Not proud to serve, I just feel alone. At least the gray coats ain't so far from home. Night I hear those swampland sounds. The mosquitoes here must weigh 15 pounds. And I'd go back home, but I don't know how.
Good evening, I'm Mel DeYoung. Welcome to this month's Folk Show Roadshow. The world returns tomorrow at its regular time, and we join performance today, tonight at 9. If you were with us last month, you know that what you're hearing now is Ben Bedford on lead vocal, guitarist Tim Grimm, and fiddler Dietrich von Wassenauer backing him up. Together, they're the Tall Trees, and while last month we got just a small sample of their concert, tonight we'll hear the rest of the evening at the Center for Well-Being in Lamont, part of the Acoustic Brew concert series. Right now, we'll hear the rest of 21, Ben's haunting song set in the American Civil War that opened the concert. And then we'll hear again the second song of the evening, Tim's powerful story of the creation of a lake. Then we're into new territory from the Tall Trees concert on the Folk Show Roadshow.
Surrender now, 'cause there's a stale smell over Vicksburg town. And I'd go back home, but I don't know how. Red-winged blackbird on a split rail fence, I ain't seen since God knows when.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Tall Trees on the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast on WPSU, your public radio station.
That is Ben Bedford from Springfield, Illinois. On the fiddle, we've got the Dutchman, all the way from Amsterdam via Bloomington, Indiana, Dietrich von Wassenauer. Dietrich came to Indiana University to the School of Music and began as a classical musician, but ran into a bunch of bluegrass musicians who were his age, including my oldest son. I'm Tim, and I am also from Southern Indiana. And Southern Indiana, I live on an old 80-acre farm in the rolling hills of Southern Indiana. And 3 or 4 years ago, my wife and I put a lake in a beautiful valley, a ravine, on our farm, and this is a little song about putting that lake in. It's called The Lake. Last black dog across the field. We saw the dirt they moved beside the hill. Our boys were young when we first came here. The sands of time, they don't stand still. Had a list of dreams as long as my arm. Some were lost, forever gone. Some just waiting for
light of dawn. Some were beaten back by the storms. One, two, three. Little water, little rain. They took the trees down. There's so much change. And I guess we pray, then we wait for the water. Gift in a time of hard need, and he was big and sometimes mean, and solitary as the old pine tree. He was devoted to you and me. He held his head as he lay on the cold concrete. We had no choice, I have to believe. Grateful it was you, not me, as he went to sleep on that cold concrete. One, two, three. Little water, little rain. It took the trees down. There's so much change. And I guess we pray, then we wait for the water. Never knew I'd be out on the road when we first came here all those years ago. Hands on the wheel and I'm thinking of home and all the little things I couldn't keep from going wrong. But it's a life, who's to say we could have done things any other way. We always dream have a lake, there's always some kind of price to pay. One, two, three. Little water, little rain. It took the trees down, there's so much change. And I guess we pray, then we wait for the water.
A brand new album out. We'll play a couple of songs off of it. Dietrich plays on almost every track on the album. Actually, I should say this song is called "The Pilot and the Flying Machine." The album is called "The Pilot and the Flying Machine." There's an artist, a sculptor that lives in Springfield, Illinois, where I live. Named Michael Dunbar, and he builds these beautiful, large-scale metal sculptures. They're usually bronze or steel, and they're just gorgeous. And he and I connected over the last couple of years, and I just really fell in love with his work. His sculptures inspired me to write a couple of songs, and they are "The Pilot and the Flying Machine, Part 1," and "The Pilot and the Flying Machine, Part 2." I was like, that's a really good title. I'm going to use it twice. Many of his sculptures remind me of sort of navigational instruments. So that's sort of where the flight journey motif came from. So this is The Pilot and the Flying Machine, part one. They told me that I couldn't catch the sun. They told me that I couldn't catch the moon. The story for the future has begun. They will see me rise into the blue. My sound and light and compass are in hand. The constellations circle in the view. And I'll point the prow as far away from land. And they will see me rise into the blue. Out beyond the darkness of the night, looking down on all as if it's new, I see it all in another light. And they will see me rise into the blue. They told me that I couldn't catch the sun. They told me that I couldn't catch the moon. A story for the future has begun. And they will see me rise into the blue. And they will see me rise. Thank you very much. So this is another one on the new record, and it's called. It's not called The Pilot and the Flying Machine, Part Three. It's called Letters from the Earth, and I stole the title from Mark Twain. I think Mark Twain's an excellent place to steal from, personally. It's kind of a song about being incredulous.
I tried to call you when I passed through. I've been roughing it on and off since fall. Well, some crossings sure were hard. We've made it fine thus far. It'd be a mercy to hear you on the line. Season.
You're listening to The Tall Trees on the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast on WPSU, your public radio station.
Okay, we're going to give Diedrich a one-song break. Take it easy.
That's all I get. That's all his contract called for. Something funny.
We're saving all our funny stuff for the second set.
That's right.
So stick around. If you think we're going to be exactly the same in the second set, you're wrong.
Normally, we're not nearly this scrupulous with our tuning. We usually just let it fly.
Yeah, but this room is so...
I'm just kidding.
Wonderful. You know, no microphones, no... It's just us and the air and you. And that's remarkable. And where did you all come from? We parked back here, nobody was in town, and then the room is full. This is a beautiful little, we call it a village. It's probably not technically a village, but it feels like a village.
Okay, that's going to sound much better.
Thank you, Ben.
You're welcome. That's what friends are for.
I don't mind the wind and rain. I've been walking these streets since I was 18. I couldn't see eye to eye with my family. I don't mind the wind and rain. I don't mind the holes in my shoes. And I don't see things as win or lose. It seems we're all just singing the blues. I don't mind the holes in my shoes. And I've said things I'll take back if I could. And I've done things that caused the world of hurt. And I've been to the bottom of the deepest well. And that was hell. Yes, I've seen hell. I headed out west to the Golden Gate Bridge. And I got me a job taking care of the sick. I knew all along I'd never be rich. I headed out west to the Golden Gate Bridge. Now I live in a house and I got my own room. And the landlady's TV is the voice of doom. The end is coming any day soon. But I live in a house and I got my own room. And I've said things I'd take back if I could. And I've done things that caused the world of hurt. And I've been to the bottom of the deepest well. And that was hell. Yes, I've seen hell. Once there was a love and we had a son. Then the dream blew apart and then there was none. If wishes were horses, I'd saddle and run. Once there was a love and we had a son. So I don't mind the holes in my shoes. And I don't see things as win or lose. Seems we're all just singing the blues. I don't mind the holes in my shoes.
What's the word on treats, folks? Are they yummy?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
The treats are all gone, and also I've got to say we were slightly misled. The venue, the show is called Acoustic Brew. I have yet to see a brew anywhere. Are we a dry village, ladies and gentlemen? We'll end with this tune. I wrote this song about 10 years ago for the Grapes of Wrath stage play, which we did at the Indiana Repertory Theater, and then we moved it to Syracuse Stage in New York. And then it was dormant for a long time, and we brought it back two winters ago in Sarasota, Florida. So I was a snowbird that winter at the Oslo Repertory Theater. It's called The People's Highway, which back in the day was known as Route 66 or Will Rogers Highway. So we'll close with this one, and we'll see you back for a second set, I hope. Will Rogers Highway, down 66. People go from the back roads out of the Dust Bowl. We're all rolling in search of home. Some people walk, some people stumble, some people drive their fancy cars, some people ride westbound freight train. Folks are coming from near and far. We don't want your handouts, mister. We don't want no charity. Wanna work and stay together and pick the fruit, land up. Oklahoma to California, I will go. They tractored out 10,000 families from the homes they'd always known. And they filled in wells, they knocked down buildings. They said, be gone, we're through with you. And our people work this land from nothing back to nothing. It's going to. We don't want your handouts, mister. We don't want no charity. Wanna work and stay together and pick the fruit, land of the free. Children, we got lovers hand in hand. We're all traveling this crowded highway in search of justice in a promised land. We don't want your handouts, mister. We don't want no charity. We want to work and stay together and pick the fruit, land of the free. Yeah, pick the fruit, land of the free.
You're listening to The Tall Trees on the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast on WPSU, your public radio station. Heard in Dubois at 92.1 and in Huntingdon at 102.5.
Welcome back. I knew after that first set that no one would be leaving during the break. The Tall Trees.
So the Tall Trees get together two or three times a year. We were last together Did we figure that out?
Last August.
We were in Pittsburgh last night, and we'll be in Lordville, New York tomorrow night. Go ahead and look that up later. Don't pull your phone out now, please. I am a neo-Luddite, and it strikes me the wrong way.
Unless, of course, you're going to like Ben Bedford on Facebook. I've got an Instagram that you can go check to.
Check it on Square.
That's fine.
This year is my home state's bicentennial. We're not as old as all of you back here, but a lot of your good people came to my state back in the day and populated it. Indiana was populated from the east and from the south, one of the first states that had sort of that double grouping of people coming in and blending. This is almost a brand new song. I did teach it to the guys this afternoon, so you're going to get a brand new fresh thing. This is a song that is a true story about my state. It takes place in 1824, a few years after we became a state. I had a couple people ask me about my guitar, because a couple people know the story of my little guitar. I've had it for a year, and this ties into the Indiana theme. When my dad was in high school in the 50s, the early 50s, the largest tree on his family farm was struck by lightning. And it was a big old walnut tree. And he came home from school and was lying across the yard, and he and his father went to the local sawmill, and they cut it up into logs. And my dad, for 60 years, has been storing boards about 12 to 14 feet long of this walnut. And so I decided that this walnut would make a lovely guitar. And it is well dried and well cured. And means a lot to me that came from my grandfather's farm. The other fascinating fact about the guitar is that about 2 years later, when they were digging some drainage tiles in one of the farm fields, the backhoe hit something hard and stopped. And they kind of did some excavating, and they brought up an entire mastodon skeleton. And so my grandfather offered it to the Chicago Natural History Museum, but they had just received a woolly mammoth. And literally, they didn't have room for the mastodon. So the mastodon sat in my grandfather's garage for years. Now it sits in my father's garage. And there's one tusk that's intact, but one is kind of broken up into some pieces. And I said, Dad, could I have some pieces of that tusk? So the saddle and the nut on the guitar are from the tusk of that mastodon on my grandfather's farm. So that's a long-winded story, there's a song in there. There's a song almost everywhere. And the last piece is my youngest son, who is an occasional tall tree, graduates from college in Asheville, North Carolina next week. His graduation present is the twin to this guitar. In every detail, except his is a larger body, called a dreadnought guitar. But
does
we'll have matching,
match,
yes it does, yep, so. Which leads to this song, which is relatively new, about an historic event in the state of Indiana. It's called Deer Lick Creek. Are you gonna sit?
Well, because I can't reach certain notes.
Really?
I'm not going to talk.
All right.
Just for this song.
Late winter 1824 in the falls of Deer Lick Creek. Seven men in buckskin had been drinking for a week. No white man in these 19 states had ever yet been hung by a judge or jury for the crime of killing Indians. This place called Indiana means land of the Indians. Chief Logan had a roving tribe, just three braves and two women. Seneca and Shawnee and their four barefooted children. And they crossed in from Ohio in the dimming light of day. The forest heard the eagle cry, then rise and fly away. Fly away, fly away. The forest heard the eagle cry, then rise and fly away. There was something about the horses. They'd been lost, were they stole? Something about Chief Logan's tribe made the drunken men so bold. The days were getting longer, and the game was getting scarce. And tired of chasing white man's promises, they were looking for some rest. For some rest, for some rest. Tired of chasing white man's promises, they were looking for some rest. Seven men in buckskin with nothing much to fear. They thought that to kill an Indian was no worse than to kill a deer. With murder in their hearts and their rifles full of lead, they shot them all and left the chief beside the Cold Creek bed. Cold Creek bed, Cold Creek bed. They left the chief lying beside the Cold Creek bed. In a log cabin courtroom just off the straw town trace, they said enough to genocide, at least they did that day. We forget the names and faces of the killed and the accused, and the reasons for injustice and the simple light of truth. Light of truth, light of truth. 200 years we hope to see the simple light of truth. There's a sign outside of Pendleton saying three white men here were hung. The first time in America for killing Indians. Dr. Ralph Stanley, you've heard of him.
Oh, yeah.
He's a pretty good player. I will say what Dr. Ralph Stanley says. After one of his bandmates has taken just an amazing, lightning-fast, Diedrich-like break on something, Dr. Ralph will turn to him and say, "That was a good job." That was it. So, that was a good job, guys. Never having done it before. I'm going to do a song that took me 30 years to write, which is not the norm. I would have a very, very short body of work if that was the case. But this song is about my musical hero, who I met 30 years ago. His name is Ramblin' Jack Elliott. And some of you have nodded your heads out there. Those of you who don't know who that is, he is the musical link in American folk music between Woody Guthrie and Bob Dylan. Some people began calling him the son of Woody because at 19 years old, he met the great Woody Guthrie and traveled all over America soaking up Woody's songs and Woody's music. And then he took it over to Europe, Ramblin' Jack did, and introduced lots of people to that style of music, of American folk music and certain songs in particular. So I met Jack 30 years ago, and we became good friends. And we have I've actually toured with Ramblin' Jack a lot over the years. And the last couple of years, both of my sons who play with me and sometimes play with the Tall Trees, also got to play with Ramblin' Jack and travel with Ramblin' Jack. He's now 85 years old, and he's still on the road, lives in a little red house in Marshall, California, north of San Francisco. And the title comes from Bob Dylan, who called Ramblin' Jack in his autobiography, the king of the folk singers.
Fingers are cold, Johnny Cash is dead and gone. The wayfaring stranger, been away too long. The contrary farmer, hitching up his mule. There's been a change of plans, you see, the cavalry's coming through. Someone grabbed a hammer, must have been Big John. Skinny Pete is hollering, gonna strap his banjo on. Arlo's in his teepee, playing spoons and bones. Dylan's got the scepter, the Ramblin' Jack is on the throne. Said Kerouac to Ramblin' Jack, I got something for you to hear. Come up to my place tonight for some cocaine and beer. He had a long piece of paper rolled up something like a scroll. Sit down, Jack, you're the first to hear this thing called On the Road. Table, sitting with Tom Waits, some origami figures, some whiskey and a cake. They were talking about their voices, how they get sometimes sore and cracked. Tea with lemon, said old Tom, tea with lemon, Jack. Jack was out in England, playing on the street. Mick stood there watching, tapping both his feet. Jack jumped on his Vespa with no direction whom. Mick got the boys and they started a band they called Rolling Stones. Now here come little Bobby, he got a big head. How the hell else can he sing those things he said? He got it all from Woody underneath the Christmas tree. Jack was playing Santa Claus, and Bobby, he believed. Jerry Jeff was talking, said, I got a brand new song. It almost plays itself, he said, people just sing along. You'd be the first to record it, Jack, maybe you won't have to ramble. Jack just smiled, Jerry Jeff played Mr. Bojangles. On the coast of California, in a little house that's red, Jack has drawn pictures of sailboats in his head. One day he will launch that ship and sail off into the sun. And on the beach will stand everyone he's touched by doing the things he's done. is your land. Don't think twice. 912 Greens, Pretty Boy Floyd, the Ludlow Massacre, 1913 Massacre, Railroad Bill. The South Coast, I love you, Jack.
Mr. Tam Graham, ladies and gentlemen. So this is this is The Pilot and the Flying Machine, part two.
Where's your aviators, man?
Oh, my, yeah.
He's gonna borrow this.
Oh, you're gonna borrow my aviators? Yeah, that would be nice. I actually have, well, it's a long story, but I have my great uncle's Ray-Ban aviators from the Second World War. Which,
pretty cool.
Diedrich would look pretty awesome in them, I think. Maybe we'll try that tomorrow. Stand and see us from the ground. A dash of light before the sound. Ooh. Light years left to go. Ooh.
darling, I have nothing more to give. I have nothing more to give.
Thank you very much.
That was a good job.
Thank you. You too. I have to say, it's been over the past couple of years. We did our first tour together in January of 2014, and these guys really are like brothers to me now. So Dietrich's like my really tall little brother. Tim's my older brother from possibly a separate marriage. Parents. No, but in all seriousness, I love these guys. So it's been fantastic. Not to get all mushy, but to further the mushiness, though, thanks so much to Steve and to Jim for getting us here initially, and to Sally for reining everything in tonight, and thank you so much for having us. Everybody involved with the Acoustic Bruets, it's been fantastic. So, my grandmother passed away in 2010. She was 99 years old when she died, and after she passed away, my dad asked my brother and sister and I if there was anything of hers that we might like to have. And I knew she had this big box of photographs. And most of the photographs in this box were taken in the 1930s and the 1940s by my great uncle, my grandma's younger brother. So I asked for the box of photographs, and when I got the box home, I was rummaging through it, came across a really cool series of pictures of my grandfather and his two brothers right before they shipped off for the Second World War in 1942. And my grandpa was the oldest of the three brothers. He was stationed in Alaska, of all places. The middle brother, my Uncle Bob, of whom I have his aviator sunglasses, was stationed in the South Pacific. And the youngest brother, Ray, was in the European theater and was part of the D-Day invasion of Normandy in June of 1944, and was killed in France in July of 1944. So when I found this series, I thought, man, I'd really like to write a song from my grandpa's perspective. So I set about doing just that, but it turned out to be a bit more challenging than I had expected. Honestly, I didn't know my grandpa very well. He died when I was 12, and when I was about 7, he had the first of a series of strokes, which left him unable to talk. But I do remember the last thing that my grandpa said to me when I was about 7 years old, and that was, "Hey, stop that!" So that's what I had to work with. But hopefully this song hits somewhere close to the truth, at least in the greater sense of the word. This is called What We Lost.
I'm going back to find something that I left behind. This fading photograph, folded one too many times. We didn't know that we were poor, running laughing out the door. Here the corn was 8 feet high, in the fall of 44. And if I see you in the summer, this whole damn thing is done. Maybe we will not remember what we lost and what we won. We're smiling like we felt. No tongue could ever tell. You smoked that cigarette like the world could go to hell. An army issue green, a damp Midwestern heat, in the midday light of June. Busting at the seams. And if I see you in the summer, this whole damn thing is done. Maybe we will not remember what we lost and what we wish that I could say I can never say. My brother and my friend, too young to fade away. If I see you in the summer, this whole damn thing is done. Maybe we will not remember what we lost and what we won. I'm going back to find something that I left behind. This faded photograph, folded one too many times.
This is listener-supported public radio, WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, an outreach service of Penn State. More from the tall trees ahead in the second hour of the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast of WPSU.
We need some serious levity this morning.